Filmmaker Fred Olen Ray is once again in the village of East Aurora, using the Western New York locale as a backdrop for a Christmas-themed movie. He's been a frequent visitor to Buffalo for his work, and supporters of the state's film tax credit say he is proof it's working. State Senator Patrick Gallivan says for every dollar New York State expends through the film tax credit, it gets that dollar and 15 cents more in return. To Gallivan, that's impressive, considering he calls New York's tax and regulatory system the worst in the U.S.
But so long as it's where it is, in order for our businesses, in order for us to compete in various industries, we have to provide incentives. And this particular incentive, the film tax credit and the enhanced upstate credit, have proven to work. It's one of the few incentives that does work.
An estimated $420 million is set aside in fiscal year 2020 for the tax credit, but some, including State Senator Robert Ort, want it abolished. With Albany facing a projected $2.6 billion deficit, Ort says the state leadership's priorities are off.
We have a lot of things to fund. Infrastructure, education, helping our veterans, mental health services. And usually we're told we either have to tax more or we got to spend less on those kind of priorities. But you know who never has to spend less? Hollywood billionaires.
Ort argues the vast majority of film tax credits are supporting Hollywood elites and larger productions downstate. But Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner, says the credits don't cover the stars and stuntmen and folks coming in from out of town. They are used to put local people to work and encourage use of local businesses during production.
What it does cover, though, are the, you know, are all the services that they need, which they get here locally, and all of the crew, or most of the crew, which comes and works here locally.
The state budget is due on Monday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.